TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I take my drugs and dope. I been waking up the bitches in my hotel suite. We be going on the mileage. Holding on the product. Why you looking at me? Start to recognize on the only one is bottling. All the one is bottling. All the one is going out the country. Gotta keep a translator for the model. All the one I'm on the rapper flash. They only keep it flash. Tell me, keep it fly. Tell me. Fly, 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 flash, 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 flash,
flash, flash, flash,
flash, flash, flash, flash, in my hotel suite, we be going on the mileage. Hauling on the product, why you looking at me? Shout to recognize I'm the only one is bottling. All the one is bottling. All the one is going out the country, gotta keep a translator for the model. All the one I'm on the rapper flash, they only keep it fly. Shoot, don't me keep it fly, tell me. Flash, 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 skin bone, the same color macaroni. Put a hair in the pony, hit a note like Tony. I know you been on it, now I'm back. I'm out on it, and I'm back. And you want it, and I'm back. And I want it. Made a feel like Tony, fake in the phone. I got the cake in the mouth. I rock a Diz and Margiela. I be staying at the telly, eating a sandwich out the deli. And my life is like belly. Young future sincerely. I been waiting on the in my hotel suite. We been going on the mileage. Holding on the product. Why you looking at me? Shout to recognize I'm the only one that's bothered. Only one that's going out the country. Gotta keep a translator for the model. Only one I'm on the rapper flash, it only keeps a flash. Don't make it fly, tell me. Flash, 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 flash,
Social app, TM Hyman Radio 904, coming to you live from Denver, Colorado. Yep. Up close and personal tonight with three-time Grammy, I want to give him an award, but he's three-time Grammy nominated, so I ain't going to fake the funk. He hasn't been awarded, but he damn sure deserves those awards. We got Raheem Devon stopping past tonight, got a new project on the way, and we got something to share with you off that new project. You know it. You know woman, you know you, you know customer, ooh, featuring Kelly, ooh, you know Mo Better, you know Empty, and that list goes on and on and on. Again, up close with three-time Grammy-nominated Raheem Devon tonight. Plus, we chopping it up with our resident chef, Fee. jump on it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you have a question and want to talk to Raheem, press 1 on the phone so that we can know you have a comment. All the way live from the ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. What up, Ma?
Hey, hey. I am here holding down our ATL studios. Got my sis in the building with me, Big K. Shout out to Haven House coming soon. And I am ready to talk to Raheem. I have...
What was the Haven House? What the hell is that?
Haven House is an up-and-coming project that my sis and our Norfolk State University brother have coming up. And it's going to be a residential home. So
okay,
shout out
you can't
to him.
Put stuff out there, not tell people what it is. So good.
Oh,
all
really?
The way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up. See what you got for the people. What up?
What's poppin'? Well, tonight I am bringing you guys my I can't think of the name of it right now because I got Raheem on the brain. I'm
wow.
so sorry. It's my peach cobbler, but I have
wow.
a name for it. Yeah, I got my edges done.
What?
I got my toes done. Yeah, everything. I got to be snatched for Radio Raheem. What are you talking about?
Radio.
That's what we're here
Radio
for.
Radio Raheem.
Hey,
yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's what
then
we're
I
here
sure
for.
Are.
917-889-3926. It's the Social Lab team on the radio. Again, we're up close with Radio Raheem. I'm not sure he'd go for that. but definitely Raheem Saban tonight. It's the Social Lab. He should be actually stopped. They just texted. They running a few minutes late. But we are here. Listen, before we get into that anyway, I want to shout out again Judge Leary, the first female, well, first African-American female judge in Gwinnett County, first African-American judge ever. There's a lot of talk about judges these days, and the FBI still has not interviewed Judge K yet, nor has mm-hmm. the FBI interviewed Ms. Ford yet, Dr. Ford. But did y'all see 45 mock Dr. Ford yesterday? Did y'all see that?
Yes. Yes,
I did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
It just doesn't even make sense to me what's happening right now
mm-hmm.
with this whole FBI investigation. The bottom line is this, though. If you have to question if somebody's telling the truth, then I don't think they're fit for the job. This is a job interview, people.
That's...
Let's not forget. This is a damn job interview, a job for life. No one's ever promised a job for life, but that's what this situation
right.
is. And so we will continue to sit in limbo and watch what's happening here. Again, up close tonight with Raheem Devon.
Oh, and can I say this very quickly,
wait,
too?
Go for it. Go for it.
I just wanted to say regarding the text message that everyone got today simultaneously at 2:18 p.m.
They
woke folks. They not even it's a purge. They why would they do that just as a test of the have they ever done a test of the national
emergency? Well, when you talk about stay woke, when you say stay woke, right? Let me just share. This has nothing to do with 45, folks. So you got to really understand what's happening. This particular act was actually implemented by Obama. It was just executed under this administration. This is something that's been in the works for like 6 years. Obama did this.
Okay.
So I can't even sit back and let us blame 45 for all of our phones going off today at 2:18. You know, stay woke nevertheless, but it really wasn't 45. It was President Obama who initiated that. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to welcome. Listen, again, I mentioned, you know him from Woman. You know him from You. You know him from Customer. But, you know, the bottom line, in the midst of now a decade-long steady climb to R&B notoriety, and it's international R&B notoriety and prominence, he's a singer-singer, the consummate ladies' man, the fellas' fella, the go-to modern-day R&B crooner, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Raheem Devon. What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Welcome, bro. Thanks for stopping past, bro. We appreciate you. And, man, I had no idea, first of all, that this was – that you was, like, six deep. I know the music, but I had no idea that you had so many projects out there. Congratulations, bro, on this sixth project. You said that you approached this from a mixtape perspective, but, you know, focus on original music. Help us understand how this new project, Decade of a King, came about.
Yeah, Decade of a Love King came about just, you know, it's been 13 years since I put out my first album. And, you know, I had a great decade, you know, of a career, you know, with the music I put out, you know, over the first 10 years. And then I took a little break and here and there. You know, I'm known for kind of putting out albums every 2 to 3 years, technically. But, you know, this album kind of is the mark of, like, kind of increasing the workload. I got a decade of music already recorded, you know, so it's not called Decade of a Love King, you know, just by pure chance. And then I was in the game for 13 years, and it's been 13 years since the first album came out. So it's 13 new tracks on the album. And, yeah, so it's, you know, it's a good vibe. Just staying consistent. My thing is about consistency and, you know, keeping it soulful and taking R&B, you know, to where I feel like it should be sonically.
No doubt. That first project came out in 2005, right? That was the Love Experience?
Yeah, that was the Love Experience, yeah. Mm.
So there was the Love Experience, then there was Love Behind the Melody, then there was a place called Loveland. I remember Love, Sex, and Passion, but there was one in between that I think I'm missing.
The Love and War Masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Bang. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Ladies, I know you all have questions. Jump in.
I just would like to say
that side, though.
I have been looking forward to. Yes, I'm sorry. I need to get myself together. Let me regroup. Raheem, this is Hot Talk, and I have been looking forward to this interview since we had the chance to meet in Miami at No Sleep South Beach a few years ago. I have been wanting to ask you, for all of the ladies that I know, if you practiced, and this may be a silly question, but the ladies really want to know this, how long did it take you to master your lip licking?
What?
How long did it take him to master his lip licking? Because he's mastered it. There's an art to it. It's not just, you know, there's an art to it. Can you tell us if there's been a lot of practice that you had to ensue to get this perfect?
I came up in time of a lot of hip hop, you know, when hip hop was real, you know, LL Cool J, stuff of that nature.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a young,
no
doubt. You know.
Yeah,
I never been a late.
LL woman. Is right, and you paid very close attention to detail, I might add.
No doubt.
Yes.
Bro, you got to get an upcoming film coming up called Love.com. Talk to us about this upcoming film.
The movie will be out later this year. You know, it's not my first time acting, but it's definitely a film that I've done some other pieces, stuff that, you know, that make it to the big screen. But it's a great movie, you know, comedy, you know, DC, love. I kind of refer to it as like a new millennial, kind of like Love Jones kind of vibe. You know what I mean? I had an opportunity to have a few speaking lines and doing the soundtrack for the film as well. And being, you know, executive producer on the soundtrack, one of his acts, as well as learning how to score films and stuff of that nature. So it's cool. It's definitely a new arena for me. and I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how far I can go with that.
Awesome.
No doubt. Well, congratulations on that work. Go ahead, Fee.
Okay. Mr. Devon, this is Fee. I have been a fan from Jumpstart, and I see a pattern, of course, with your music. The love, like you stated, consistency. You've been consistent from album one to the most recent work that I've listened of yours. Are you practicing what you preach? Are you in love? Are you pursuing love? What drives you when you're actually in the studio and you're making your music?
I'm currently head over heels in love, currently.
Oh, I love it.
So much to the fact that I want to be a changed man. You know, like I'm realizing that love requires change and a relationship requires a lot of work. And that's why I've had a lot of failed relationships, right? So, but in order for my relationship, and really, I ain't even chasing a relationship right now. I'm chasing a soul ship because, you know, soulmates are cool, but you're supposed to be with your life partner. So, if you can be my life partner, we good, we golden. But, you know, I'm in a huge spiritual transition right now. So this album that's coming out is real divine, and the timing of how it's coming out, because it's like. It's the story of the phoenix coming out of the sun. You understand what I'm saying? In terms of if you know that story. So is this basically just really just understanding like what true manhood is about and just reconditioning myself
coming out of the fire.
From like what might be like 35 years of what I thought was normal behavior but was abnormal behavior, which led to a lot of failed relationships, you know, children with multiple women, which I don't regret, which is a great thing. You know what I mean? Because our children are our gift from God, right? But it's the place where I'm going is like a lot of men want to get there. They don't know how to get there. They got the fear trying to get there, you know? But you can't have the fear of flying, you know? That's why he gave us wings. So. That's where I'm at with it right now. Like, you know, definitely. And I would like to add to that. It's nobody's business. I'm just joking with y'all.
Okay. No doubt.
I know that's right.
Hey, bro,
come on, guys.
Decade of a love team.
Like,
decade.
I know that was a
decade,
that was a
bro.
Moment,
It's all good. Hey, Don't Come Easy. We got Don't Come Easy off of Decade of a Love King. Talk to us about this joint. And it's posted on our website right now if you want to see the video, folks, thesociallab.com, and it's also on our Facebook pages. It's a dope video. How did the song come about? We're going to get into it right now.
That record really is the kickoff record to the story. You know, it's a storyline with this album. And, you know, it just speaks to really, like, you know, in terms of matters of the heart. You know, we far too many times we try to find these valid reasons to walk away from things that might be the best thing for us, or because we're not willing to change or challenge ourselves or what have you. But bottom line is, if it's dealing with matters of the heart and it's worth, if it's something that you adore or adorn, like, fight for it, you know what I mean? But just make sure that it's fair exchange, no robbery, you know what I mean? I mean, when you just fight, nobody fighting back, you might as well just be shadow boxing.
Raheem Devon, this is Don't Come Easy. It's a Social Lab. We'll be right back.
all. I'm prepared to give you all. Oh no, baby.
Never disappoints. TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:22
p.m.
here in the Social Lab. Your girl, hi, I am hot chocolate. TM Fee and our very, very special guest tonight, Mr. Raheem Devon. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Remember, press 1 if you want to make a comment or ask a question. However, I would like for Raheem to tell us a little bit about his foundation.
Love Life Foundation.
Yeah.
You know, you're an advocate of domestic violence, art and education, along with a whole lot of other stuff, including scholarships, man. Talk to us about Love Life.
We got a few great initiatives, you know, definitely for fighting the domestic violence. That's something we've been doing for the last, like, 3 years, real heavy. Bringing more awareness to people of black and brown color about HIV and AIDS. We did a remarkable campaign last year with the AHF involving myself and Guapale. Then we went out to different markets. These events were geared towards black women, you know, targeted for black women in particular. You know, we make up for like 13% of the population, people of black and brown color in this country. And unfortunately, you know, 50% of the new cases, according to last year. You know, I don't have the stats for this year just yet, but yeah. So just bringing more awareness, you know, anything that we can do in the inner cities, you know, from my hometown to, you know, other major cities, you know, in regards to feeding the homeless or, you know, helping our sisters, going, you know, transitioning out of, you know, violent domestic violence situations. You know, arts and education. We do a textbook scholarship fund where we help kids, you know, pay for their books and supplies for the first year of college. So we, you know, we stay pretty busy, you know. And my fans help fund it by, you know, taking pictures with me after the shows for donations.
Very dope.
That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been up close and personal tonight with Raheem Devon. You can follow him on Twitter at Raheem_Devon, Instagram Raheem_Devon, and Facebook Raheem Devon. New project, Decade of a Love King. That joint is, when is that? It's released on the 19th, right? The full project?
Yeah, October 19th. You can pre-order it now everywhere digitally, you know, Apple Music. iTunes, you know, if you're still one of those people that buys music, you can stream it. It'll be available on Spotify, October 19th, you know, all digital platforms, you know. It's all the music's in your phone now. Limited, you know, they are limited. Very limited amount of stores that are carrying CDs. But, you know, nobody's you know, really buying CDs anymore. I mean, unless you come to a Raheem Devon show.
Hey, speaking of a Raheem Devon show, if you are in the New York metropolitan area, Jersey, Philly, anywhere up north, there's a show at the Apollo, right? You're going to be at the Apollo October the 20th, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there on the 20th, actually as part of a tribute to James Brown. So, yeah,
nice.
That's what we're doing out there. So it's not an actual, like, you know, full official concert of mine. I'm hoping to come back, though. You know, before the year is out. Word on the street is I got another Love Life Foundation holiday concert that's happening in New York.
That's a word on the street,
you know,
folks.
No. Yeah, and it's going to be on the 21st of December.
21st of December.
Anyone
you know the venue
like
already?
You heard it from
us. Location to be announced soon. That's a word on the street.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And so, bro, what I'd like to also commit to is working with your team to do a show, to do a social lab, Team Hyman radio show for our fans, maybe in Atlanta, maybe in Virginia, not sure, but we want to commit. And, again, thank you for taking the time to stop past, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, three-time Grammy-nominated Raheem Devon, pick up this new joint, Decade of a Love King. Appreciate you, boss.
Thank you. Love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No doubt. 9:27, folks. Let's chop.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
ribs,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
chicken,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram.
Hey. Yes, since we had Radio Raheem. I think I have to put on my sexy voice for this.
See the sexy voice. See?
Yeah.
This is sexy voice.
There you go. That's right. Let me get this right. Tonight, my
guys,
I'm going to bring to you. That's right. Just vibe with me tonight. It's going to be my pretty as a peach cobbler. You know, it takes too much energy for me to talk like that. But, yes, I'm going to bring this recipe, and I'm telling y'all, this recipe has been featured at umpteen reunions, barbecues, bar mitzvahs. That might be a stretch, but I'm just saying. This recipe is blazing,
you
okay?
In the Jewish community,
so what you're going to need. In the Jewish community, I'm all over. Worldwide.
Live.
What you're going to need is a cup and a half of self-rising flour, one stick of butter, a half a cup of water, 2 cups of sugar divided, 4 cups of peeled and sliced peaches, a cup and a half of milk, and ground cinnamon and nutmeg for taste. I promise y'all, this is all the ingredients. Make you want to slap your grandma. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to combine your peaches, 1 cup of your sugar, and water in a saucepan and mix well. Bring that to a boil and simmer for about 10 minutes, then remove from the heat. Put your butter in a 3-quart baking dish and place in the oven to melt. Mix your remaining cup of sugar, flour, and milk slowly to prevent clumping. Pour your mixture over your melted butter. Do not stir. Spoon your fruit on top, gently pouring in your syrup. Sprinkle your ground cinnamon and ground nutmeg for taste. Your batter will rise to the top during baking. Now, you're going to bake that for about 30 to 45 minutes. You know when that crust gets nice and golden brown? Take that out, serve it with some whipped cream or some nice vanilla bean ice cream. I promise y'all, this here is the truth. If you ever see me post a peach cobbler, please understand it's this recipe. I did not need any dough. I didn't roll it. It's going to all rise to the top and absolutely delicious. Check it out.
Yo, you should teach classes on how to make this stuff happen, because everybody doesn't know how to do this stuff in kitchens.
Let's go.
You to teach some classes. We chop it up with feet every Wednesday, 9:00. Hey,
right.
Y'all make that peach cobbler and send me a piece.
They call me King Ho Copy. 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 I'm like Wu Ki no Sabe. Nobody is my hobby. We freaking the same cheating as long as we tell nobody. Yeah, you're casually.
I'm a wild boy. You trying to tame me, baby? The way I get it from the house. Can you keep me faithful? Got a lot of girls, got a lot of flavors. That's why when I hit them, they on me to return the favor. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but hear me, baby. If you can whip it to the point where I'm screaming your name. But I'm trying to get your clothes off. From what I'm seeing, you look so strong. It's your bragging what I'm going on. They do go right, I just don't fall off.
Freaking, this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Yeah, you're good to leave, I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm so cold, yeah, you got hot fire.
Yeah, I'm a choosy lover, I pick them up. Talk a lot of shit, I hope it's good as you putting out. Yeah, you fancy, huh? I'm trying to pull you out. It's a lot of girls spinning around.
You slip, you're the best.
Oh.
And I only want the best.
I ain't gonna be here long, girl. I'm trying to get you home and get your clothes off. Couple off and then you doze off. You claiming it's better one day if I take it off. Say you were right, I just don't fall off.
Ursha baby here in the Social Lab.
That's
9:34 p.m. here in ATL. TM Hum Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate. Fee and the General. Tonight we have been up close and personal with the very sexy.
Three-time Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
That question about the lips, though, that was like, I was like, is she serious? And I found out you were very serious.
I was. And I think that it was, there was an awkward silence for a moment because I don't think anybody thought
yeah,
I was
he,
serious.
I guess,
but
I think
I was.
He was like, is she serious?
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to say it because, yes, I was. I want to know if he has some help learning how to lick them lips like that, or, you know, it just came natural.
He said LL. Okay. He said LL.
I want to know what the cat said to you because them
sir,
lips never dry.
From
I need to know
Jesus.
That lip balm.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey,
so I can see,
one thing that he said, though, that I totally connected with, Fee, regarding, you know, your question about do you walk it out? You know, do you, what did you ask him? Do you preach what? Do you something? What
do you practice what you preach? You know,
do you
practice
walk it like
when
you talk
preach
it?
What was the question?
Right.
And, I mean, the fact that he told you he was over the top in love and he's working on being a changed man. And he's looking for a soulmate, and he used the unique phrase
soulship.
Yes, he's looking for soulship. Listen, I got mad respect for this dude because one, he's very intentional about his art, and like he said, he's been consistent. I mean, six strong projects, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You can pre-order. You can pre-order the Decade of a Love King right now. We played Don't Come Easy, but on the website, we've posted a couple joints for you on the website. So, you know, check out thesociallab.com, tmhamandradio.com. Go to the new music page, and Don't Come Easy is posted. Thank you all for liking our Facebook page. We are like almost 9,000 strong. I say 10,
nice.
You know, I say 10,000, almost 10,000 strong. Thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate it. I'll tell you something.
Yes.
I think this dude is so underrated, though. I mean, I was having a conversation prior to the show with some folks downstairs in the lobby who knew that he was going to be on the show tonight. And what I didn't know was People love Raheem Devon. Everybody, this is no exaggeration, everybody who was in the lobby downstairs had a Raheem Devon album on their phone.
And
they wanted to show me that I follow this dude. So they were like over the top about him being on the show today.
Listen,
but, you know, again, I think he's totally underrated. And I don't understand why.
Absolutely. I can guarantee you know someone, if you don't know someone directly, you know someone who knows someone whose child was conceived off of a Raheem Devon
song. Raheem Devon song.
Try it.
It sounds like all of Fee's children were conceived to Raheem Devon songs.
No. Not that oldest one. She's almost 20. So not her. Now that baby, because you said that his first was like, it's around that same time. So it could be, but I promise you, I practice a hell of a lot. His music. He's a beast. He's a beast.
Wow.
He's a beast.
Try it if you don't know anything about it here. And disclaimer for, I'm not promoting, anything except love. That's it.
Just what
love.
She said.
Just love.
Right.
One thing that he also said. One thing he said that I thought was real grown, it was some real grown man shit, like really. He said, it's easy for us to walk away from things without really checking ourselves. Just because we don't want to change, or because it's too difficult, or because we just want what we want, we're so willing to walk away. And, I think, and he also indicated that came with maturity. And I can certainly speak to that, this relationship Wednesday, myself. I'm a different person. I was a different person in my 30s than I was in my 20s. And clearly, I'm a different person as I've entered the land of 40 than I was in my 30s. And so when he talk about, that soulship, that becomes more important as we get older, to not just sleep around. He talked about having multiple baby mamas, and he said he's not mad about it, but ultimately it wasn't the preferred method. It kind of just happened with going with the flow. And unfortunately, when we're young, we do young stuff. But when we become men, we leave all that young childish stuff behind. And he spoke to that tonight about leaving that old person behind and walking in the newness of who he is today. And I respected that. I could connect with that.
His transparency made me fall in love with him all over again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Certainly transparent. If you are just joining us, just tuning in, you can actually go back and listen to the show. You can go to thesociallab.com, tmhamandradio.com. On the front page, you can click Listen Live, and you can hear tonight's show in its entirety. We are happy to have our website up and running, and it's pretty dope. Check it out. You can go to the new music page and see the video as well. I want to rock this joint one more time because, again, you talked about his transparency. He's one of my favorites at this point, and we're going to pull together a Raheem Devon show for our listeners.
Please and thank
how about
you.
That?
Ooh,
how about that?
Please
and
thank
you.
Raheem Devon.
We'll be right back.
Jesus be security.
So, and I make my mind come here to
Devon on Instagram and Raheem Devon on Facebook. Download, pre-order that joint right now. A Decade of a Love King. You can pre-order it on all digital platforms. Hey, next week, listen, I feel like we got a black man blitz taking place right now. So Raheem Devon was on tonight.
I'm here for it.
We got Omar Wilson on Monday, along with Michael Muhammad, who just had a bill passed in the U.S. Congress. And so he's coming past to talk about that bill, how he was able to make that happen, along with Omar Wilson on Monday. And then, of course, we chopped it up with Fee next Wednesday. But we also have Antonio Ramsey with his project as well. So a lot going on. Again, a black man blitz popping off right here on the Social Lab. And we feel great about it. Hey, did you all see Michelle Obama on the road promoting voter registration this week? I love Michelle Obama.
Yes, looking gorgeous.
I love her. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I was in Colorado. I'm in Denver tonight. I was in Colorado Springs last night, and I was having dinner. And a gentleman said, I wouldn't be surprised if Michelle Obama ran for president. I said, don't even worry about it. She ain't going to do that. She don't want this mess. She don't want that. I could never see Michelle Obama. She's way too sophisticated to ever, like, want to deal with that. She's already dealt with that, right? I mean, I could never see her doing that. Way too intelligent to want that role.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. She's not here for that mess.
She is not here for all the shenanigans. Listen, but she is out there telling you that she does not appreciate what's happening right now in America, and you need to get your ass out there and vote, because if you
don't vote,
it's not going to get better. Indeed, it will get worse.
Facts.
Vote, folks. And I believe the deadline in many places, the deadline for voter registration, I think it's the 15th in the state of Georgia, but I want to say anywhere from the 9th to the 15th, it's a deadline. The line is drawn in the sand. And so if you don't register before then, you will not be able to vote in the primaries not primaries. These are elections coming up November the 6th.
Yes.
We need everybody to vote.
And don't.
Because we'll
That be your reason. Don't let that be your reason that you don't vote, that you weren't registered on time.
That you weren't registered. Absolutely. Totally agree. Totally agree. You got to get up, get out, and do something, folks, because as we sit on the edge of our seats to see if the people who are representing us in the Senate, if they're going to vote for this judge who has been accused, who has clearly misled and flat out lied about some stuff. See, this election is extremely important, because if these folks don't vote properly, we need to vote their asses out. Point
immediately.
Period. I have a mother. I have sisters. I have nieces. And I'm never going to downplay, mock, or denigrate them after they have accused someone of abuse. It's wrong any day of the week, however you see it. And to see the president of the United States, along with his cronies and his minions, like, really, like, downplay the fact that this could have possibly happened. It was 30 years ago, so I don't know anyone's recollection that's that clear. But as we pay attention to what's happening in other news outlets, there are people And there's like an article that has come out recently about the fact that he was a part of a bar brawl, like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
clearly he was a drunk who couldn't control his alcohol, but he doesn't want to say it. If it was me, if I was in the hot seat like that, I would have fessed up and said, listen, that was back then. I'm sorry. I don't remember all the details, but
yeah,
even if
exactly.
it was me, I'm sorry that it happened. I wish I could change it and try to move on. He is the reason he's getting damned like this in the media, because he was not
forthright
and honest.
Right. And who keeps their calendar from 82?
Lies.
Who has a calendar from 82?
That sounds ridiculous.
A crazy person.
I said, you got to be shitting me. I don't have a calendar from 2017.
Right.
You said 82.
Right.
And you were able to go and say exactly what he has written on the date. He was like, oh, those were that's when we were going to play football. We had practice. And what? I can't tell you what color drawers I had on yesterday. How you got
yesterday.
Something from 82 and you remember? I had a kite in the middle of a thunderstorm, Kavanaugh.
He clearly
didn't remember that he
couldn't hold his alcohol because he has so I was watching he had a roommate who was talking to Anderson Cooper tonight, and the roommate pretty much said how he has characterized himself is not accurate. And so, you know, I don't know if the FBI has interviewed that person, but I do know the FBI has interviewed about 10 people, you know, this is a mess. But again, the point is, in the midst of this mess, we need you to register to vote, and we need you to get out and vote on November the 6th. And we can't tell you who to vote for. We just need you to vote blue.
Right.
Right.
Exercise your right, no matter who it's for.
Exercise it. Yes.
But do your research
again,
on who you exercise your
absolutely.
Vote for.
Absolutely. Exactly. And like I said, you know, on a prior show, if we don't turn these red states blue, it's going to be another orange disaster in Austin.
Another orange
we
4 years. Another orange 4 years.
It's a disaster. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be horrible.
No doubt.
An orange fiasco.
Oh, an orange fiasco.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Orange fiasco. Hey, Love Life Foundation. Raheem Devon talked about his Love Life Foundation and how he has been an advocate for domestic violence for years. I also found that to be extremely dope. He talked about supporting art and education and scholarships, right? They give textbooks out to college students, and that is all done on behalf of folks like you. Who go to his shows and buy his music and support him. So, again, please continue to support, as you have been doing the last decade, of a Love King. You can pre-order that right now on all digital outlets. And, again, appreciate you, brother, for stopping past, man.
I'm going to get my hands on the CD
so
I can get it signed. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to buy a CD so I can get it signed at our show.
I don't know anyone who has gotten you all this excited. Like, I mean, we've had tons of people on this show over the years. And this one got y'all, like, all riled up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
I
got
have
my
all
juices
five.
Flowing, baby. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Percolating.
Percolating.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just had surgery, so, you know, it ain't like that popping off. I mean, in my brain, I can, you know, use my imagination right now.
For that to
be
the first thought after that type of surgery, you're winning.
Yeah, baby, I'm winning.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Raheem.
Raheem. Yeah. He don't even know the service he has given you tonight.
Michael Muhammad on Monday, along with Omar Wilson, these chicks, listen, you know, they burn between their legs. That's what it sound like. Sound like y'all got steam coming from between your legs right now. That's what it sounds like.
Train to go.
Train to go.
Ready to go. Antonio Ramsey on Wednesday, along with Fee once again, we chopping it up. Hey, we really appreciate y'all for rocking with us. It is 9:54, but we're about to get out of here. And we're going to leave you with Omar Wilson. She got it. Take us home, ladies.
Fee.
Right. Well, everyone, it has been real. I cannot wait to chop it up with you guys again on Wednesday. However, you can tune in on Monday. I will be in the building. Have a blessed remainder of the week. Be safe.
We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. Good night from your girl Hot Chocolate, the General Fee, Madam Boston out there somewhere. We love each and every one of you, and we appreciate you for listening. Have a great night.
Toodles.
Is contagious, feels like a vacation when you're with me. I'll never meet another girl like my cover girl. No other girl can compare. Feels like we're in another world. We're making love, and I don't care if they stare.
Live, CM, CM, Hyman 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 Live, CM, CM, Hyman